We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us on the phone this morning, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, as always, we'll let you start with those latest numbers.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. You know, the leading indicators are going in the right direction, so that's really positive. We have a total of 450,265 total positive COVID cases across the state of Arkansas. There are 22,427 active cases, and that's down 700 from last week when I reported, so that's a good sign. Hospitalizations are at 1,257, which is down 110 from last week, which is a good sign. Ventilators are at 361. That is up about 18, but again, that's a lagging indicator, so we understand that number. And deaths are up to 6,912 currently across the state of Arkansas. For Baxter County, we have a total of 5,395 total COVID cases, 217 active, which is down 70, and we're excited about that. That's a good number. And so far, we've seen 153 deaths in Baxter County due to COVID. If you take Baxter County and the five contiguous counties in Arkansas, there's 574 active cases, and that's down 94 from last week when I reported. So, again, another good sign. As a system, Baxter Regional has tested a total of 30,905 individuals. We have identified 3,214 positives. We have seen 851 admissions to the hospital due to COVID. We have currently 30 patients in the hospital with COVID. We have 8 in our ICU, 6 that are on ventilators. We have seen 493 employees test positive for COVID. Currently, we are down to 10 active, which is down from last week about 9, so that's a good sign. And we're happy about that. And if we switch over to the vaccines, the state of Arkansas has fully immunized 1,218,992 individuals, which is 47.7% of the population, and that's up 2% from last week. And Baxter County is at 39.7%. That's up 1% from last week for fully immunized vaccinations. And Baxter Regional has given out 21,531 doses so far of vaccine.
Ron, there's some reports of oxygen shortages in some areas because so much is being used for COVID patients. What's the status of the oxygen supply there at BRMC?
You know, so much oxygen is being used for our COVID patients, and as of right now, we've had no delivery issues, and oxygen is okay and in plenty supply here at Baxter Regional. We have had, because it is interesting, because we have used so much oxygen and continue to use so much oxygen, we find that the tanks are freezing up outside. And if you drive around Baxter Regional Medical Center, sometimes you'll see ice hanging off the tanks. And, of course, so we've installed hot water sprinkler systems on them, and that's pretty much taken care of it. But that's the only issue that we've had so far with oxygen.
Very good. Stephanie, during Governor Asa Hutchinson's press conference yesterday, it was mentioned that 99% of positive tests right now are the Delta variant. So how does someone know if they had the Delta variant, and are all the positives at Baxter Regional being tested for the Delta variant?
We do not have variant testing available here at Baxter Regional, so we do send a select few, though, out to the Arkansas Department of Health, which meets certain criteria. And, of course, when we send those out, it unfortunately does take several weeks to get those back. But of the ones that we have received back from this surge, only one was not the Delta variant.
Okay. Let's talk about a community-wide vaccine booster event. If the third dose gets approved for everyone, is that something Baxter Regional will be hosting?
We are. You know, we're already making plans to give that booster dose. There's a couple of different things that may happen, though. At first, we had heard that the booster would be available 8 months after your second dose, and now there's talk that that 8 months may actually become 6 months. And so we're kind of waiting to get some more guidelines on what's going to happen there before we set our dates. But these events are going to look very similar to what we've hosted before. We'll have sign-ups, And, of course, we're going to offer the vaccine to the healthcare workers first, and then we'll open that up to the community. So there'll be more to come on that.
Very good. Tobias, seeing lots of great pictures on social media of folks that are helping out. If someone would like to make a food donation to the staff at Baxter Regional, what do they need to do?
Yeah, Brad, if somebody would like to make a donation, they can just call our COVID-19 resource line. That number is 870-508-7001. That'll be option number 5 on that. Also, that number can be used to book a vaccine appointment, to schedule an infusion, to schedule a COVID-19 test, or to speak to a member of the COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. And that number can be used. Also want to remind or mention, Brad, it's Harrison Week, so go Bombers.
There you go. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, the numbers are really going in the right direction in a good way, but yet activities continue to increase. And I know we say this every week and every time we're on, but it really does make a difference if you watch your social distancing, if you wear your mask, if you wash your hands, if you watch your distance between people. That makes a huge, huge difference. And, of course, if you are not vaccinated, we would encourage strongly that you go out and get a vaccine. And as soon as the boosters are available, we definitely encourage that you get a booster.
Very good. Guys, thank you so much for the information this morning.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.